from the Independent Times Newsroom, this is an audio edition of our latest report, published on April 19, 2026, narrated for you to take the news on the go. I'm Lisa Singer, Editor-in-Chief of Independent Times News. Thank you for joining us. In our first two segments, we looked at the political battle over the Save America Act and the deep history of mail-in voting. But there is a quieter, more technical battle happening behind the scenes, the maintenance of voter rolls. Across the country, voter roll purges are accelerating. Proponents of the Save America Act argue that aggressive cleaning of these lists is the only way to prevent non-citizen voting and ensure election integrity. They point to outdated data as the primary system failure in our democracy. However, civil rights advocates warn that these accelerated purges often use flawed algorithms, leading to the accidental removal of eligible legal voters, often without their knowledge until they show up to vote. Is this a necessary cleanup of a messy system or a high-tech barrier to the ballot box? Today, Leila Gulen joins us to narrate part three to help us understand why voter roll purges are accelerating.
For generations of Americans, one of the most relatable moments in the Peanuts comic strip was Charlie Brown's annual ritual of futility. Lucy would hold the football, promise not to pull it away, and at the very last second, just as Charlie Brown committed to the kick, she would yank it back. He would sail through the air and land flat on his back with a thud, muttering his signature line, "Good grief." This November, thousands of voters may experience their own version of that Charlie Brown moment, not in a comic strip, but at the polls, raising questions about how voter roll purges affect voter access and trust in the election process. They'll show up expecting to vote, only to be told that their name has been flagged or removed from the voter rolls, or that they lack the newly required documentary proof of citizenship. Some will have voted reliably for decades. Others will have moved, changed their name, or simply fallen victim to a clerical mismatch between state records and federal databases. Instead of casting a ballot, they'll be handed a provisional ballot, or nothing at all, and left standing there with a familiar sinking feeling. Good grief, indeed. Consider the growing number of naturalized citizens who have received status verification letters or notices from county election officials this year, often triggered by mismatches in federal databases like SAVE. Many are longtime voters who have participated in every election for nearly 20 years, yet they are suddenly being flagged due to a data mismatch in a Department of Homeland Security database. These voters are often given a narrow window, sometimes as short as 15 days, to produce original documentary proof of citizenship or risk removal from the rolls. Similar stories involving minor paperwork discrepancies have surfaced in Georgia, Ohio, Arizona, and Michigan this year. They affect everyone from veterans with outdated ID records to longtime residents whose maiden names no longer align perfectly across federal systems. These are not isolated glitches. They're early symptoms of a larger shift. The United States is in the middle of its most aggressive voter roll deep clean in decades, accelerated by the Save America Act. In the early days of our republic, there were no voter rolls. In a rural farm-based society, the system was built on proximity verification. On election day, you showed up at a neighbor's porch or a local tavern. Because the community was small, the election judge knew your face, your family, and which patch of land you farmed. If a stranger tried to vote, the judge would look up and ask, "Who are you and whose son are you?" It was a high-trust, low-data system where identity was rooted in reputation, a framework that secured the integrity of the vote. As America migrated from the farm to the city, the traditional honor system collapsed. In the late 19th century, New York City was ruled by Tammany Hall, a powerful political machine that maintained control through a mix of social services and systemic corruption. They realized that in an urban world without digital records, anonymity could be weaponized. Tammany exploited this lack of data with a deceptive tactic known as the repeater strategy. An operative would start his morning with a full bushy beard and cast a first vote. After a quick stop at a neighborhood barber, he would emerge with a goatee to vote in a second precinct. A third trip left him with only a mustache for a third ballot. And finally, completely clean-shaven, he would cast a fourth. In a surging city of thousands, human memory was no match for the bearded voter. This era of industrial-scale fraud is where the cynical slogan about voting early and often truly took flight, turning the democratic process into a game of disguise. In 1888, reformers decided to patch this bug. They didn't have computers, so they used the 19th-century version of a data crawl. They hired thousands of canvassers to walk every street in New York, recording every resident's name and address into a physical data book. On election day, these men stood at the polls. When a Tammany repeater showed up, the man with the book would flip the page and say, "Actually, I was at that address yesterday. No one by that name lives there." It was the first massive voter roll purge in American history, using a master list to purge fraudulent users. The Save America Act, which passed the House on February 11, 2026 by a 218-213 vote, aims to improve voter roll accuracy through stronger federal cross-checks. Historically, states handled maintenance using death records and change of address data. The bill shifts to enhanced ongoing verification by requiring states to cross-reference voter rolls against the Department of Homeland Security's SAVE database to flag potential non-citizens and by supporting continuous list maintenance, including adjustments to the National Voter Registration Act's 90-day quiet period, which currently restricts systemic removals close to an election. On March 31, 2026, President Trump issued an executive order directing the Department of Homeland Security and Social Security Administration to provide state election officials with access to relevant federal records for citizenship verification. This enables immediate data sharing ahead of the midterms. While useful in the short term, an executive order cannot permanently override statutes or bind future administrations. The Save America Act seeks to make these changes a lasting federal law. Now, before the Senate, it would require documentary proof of citizenship for voter registration and mandate stronger ongoing roll maintenance, providing durable authority that an executive order cannot. Under the bill, any update to a voter record, such as a change of address or name, could require documentary proof of citizenship, a passport, or a birth certificate. Current NVRA rules in most states do not automatically impose this requirement. This reflects a classic trade-off. Supporters say existing maintenance has been too lax. In March 2026, President Trump stated, quote, "The voter rolls are a mess. They include people who have not lived in the country for a decade or more. We don't want people that aren't citizens of our country voting. We have to clean this up," end quote. Critics, including Senator Alex Padilla, warn that federal databases like SAVE risk false positives for naturalized citizens and argue the focus should instead be on easing access for eligible voters. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has echoed these concerns, calling the Save America Act one of the most despicable pieces of legislation he has seen, stating, quote, "Let me be very clear. The SAVE Act is not a voter ID bill. It is, in every sense, a voter suppression bill. It could purge millions of American citizens from the voter rolls. Democrats will not sign our names to this radical piece of legislation that takes away the right to vote from tens of millions of American citizens," end quote. For independent voters, now nearly half the electorate, this debate is deeply practical, not abstract. The engineering challenge remains the same as it was in Tammany Hall's day. How do you keep the database honest without losing the human element or disenfranchising eligible citizens? Independent voters who already distrust both major parties worry that tighter rules could disproportionately affect older voters, military families, and other groups that tend to lean independent or split ticket. They want elections that are both secure and accessible. They want the count to be trustworthy, but not rushed in a way that invites new disputes. The final test of the Save America Act will not be in the legislative chamber, but in the quiet moments after polls close, when the nation waits to see if the system held firm or if the football was pulled away once again. In part four of our series, we will explore how independent voters view these reforms, what practical compromises could actually work, and whether it's possible to achieve both higher security and broad access without losing trust.
That was Leila Gulen narrating for Independent Times News. For more news and action built for independence, head to indtimes.news. These may not be the best of times, nor the worst, but these are undoubtedly independent times. I'm Lisa Singer. Thank you for listening, and please remember, your voice matters.